You have your Bible turned this morning to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. We want to begin reading this morning at verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. And the Bible says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let's run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will help me for just a few minutes, on this thought: inconsistency and hypocrisy. Inconsistency and hypocrisy. It's a common thing. It's a common excuse that people use. The lost are all the time saying, "Well, you know, I won't go to church up there because there's a bunch of hypocrites." Amen? "I won't go to church over there because there's a bunch of hypocrites." And just to say this, too often, sadly, it's true. Too often and sadly, there's an inconsistency and hypocrisy in the church. Amen? And you know whose fault that is? That's ours. It's our fault because we let it sneak in. Amen. We're apt to be one of those people if we don't keep our eyes on God. We're apt to be one of those very people that keep somebody else from getting in. Amen. It comes from carelessness. Sometimes we get careless in our living. Sometimes we're not as careful as we need to be. Carelessness just means not taking care. Amen. Sometimes we need to be careful about how we live. Sometimes we need to be careful about our actions. And sometimes we need to be careful about our reactions. He said there's a great cloud of witnesses. Do you realize how many people in this world are watching you every day? These people that you work with, you claim to be a child of God. And every day, these people that's watching you, watching your life, to see how a child of God is supposed to act and how a child of God is supposed to react. And they're watching us every day. Amen? Don't that put a challenge in your life? I like it, praise God. Amen? It puts a challenge on me to be what God would have me to be. It don't bother me, praise God, that they're watching me. Amen? Now, sometimes they ridicule you, they put you down, but they're going to do that because the world don't understand. That's just like the preaching of the Word of God. It's foolishness to a lost world. Amen? But it's salvation to those that are here. Praise the Lord. It's just something that we need. But people, men, women, boys, girls, everywhere, we're making excuses. And they'll use me and you for that excuse if we ain't careful. Amen? So we have to be careful. Amen? So they're looking, they're seeing carelessness. They're seeing godlessness is what they're seeing in their lives. When we're not careful, they're seeing godlessness. There's not enough God in us, praise God, to help us to do what God would have us to do and be what God would have us to be. When we get enough God in us, praise God, God will help us. He'll manifest Himself in us in a way that'll help somebody else. And when they look at us, they'll see Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. Now, sometimes I know the devil fights us sore. He don't want us to win. He don't want us to be victorious. But praise God, I want to say, praise God, today, we've got one that's greater than the devil. We've got one that's overcome Satan. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. So He'll help us to have the godliness that we need to be a child of God, to do it right, even in this present world that we live. Because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can get away from the worldliness. A lot of times, worldliness is what causes people to see the things in us that they should never see. Because we get distracted by the world. The writer here in Hebrews chapter 12, he's seeing we're also are compassed about so great cloud of witnesses. All those that are watching us, he said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. He said, there's worldliness that's going to try to come in and invade our lives. And if we ain't very careful, we'll succumb to the worldliness. Amen? It's so easy to do, and it creeps in just a little at a time. We let it come in. I was preaching last Wednesday night, and I said, you know what? They're allowing the registered deeds in Asheville is allowing the sodomites to come in and register same sex to get married. And he's allowing them to fill out the application. Where does that come from? The people's done voted, amen, the way that God would have be. They said, no, we will not allow that. The marriage is between one man and one woman. It's the law, amen. But if we ain't careful, we get sucked into that. We say, well, yeah, you know, well, they have a right to do that. They have a right to a relationship, not when it's against what God says, Amen. We can't be sucked into the world and worldly thinking, praise God. If it don't line up with the Word of God, we have to take a stand and say, you know what? What they're trying to do is wrong in the eyes of God. Amen. Because, hey, you know what? Who they're after? They're after our children. Amen. Amen. They're after our children. And we can't have that. So we got to be careful that we don't get caught into the worldliness. So when people, this great crowd of witnesses that's a-looking, you say, well, preacher, I believe they're talking about those in heaven. Sure, those in heaven, praise God, they're wishing us well. They're cheering us on. But praise God, there's a whole lot of people around here, men, women, boys, girls, praise God, that's a-watching us. And they are seeing how we live our lives. Amen. And if we allow worldliness to creep in, praise God, oh, help us, Lord. We don't allow that because people will see it. Amen. As they see in the open sin that people do. If we ain't very careful, we'll get caught up and we'll go ahead and go along with something this world would have us to do. Something that we know is wrong in the eyes of God. Amen. We're living in a day and a time when Hollywood is telling us it's okay to commit fornication. It's okay, praise God. Just go out and just sleep with whoever you want to and do whatever you want to do and drink your booze and take your drugs. It's okay to go out and do it. And people saying, well, you know, we need to experiment with that a little bit. We don't need that. We don't need the worldliness, praise God. We need godliness. We need a close relationship with God. We need to keep ourselves chaste and pure, praise God, for the glory of God. There's a right way to do this thing, folks. Amen. Without inconsistency and without hypocrisy, we can win, live right. We are winners, praise God, because of He that's already overcome all these things, the Lord Jesus Christ. See, when we get caught up doing these things, we seriously hinder the cause of Christ. Amen. When folks in the world look at us and they see us not doing the things that even they in their lost state know are wrong, what does that say about us? What does that say about the Savior that we're serving? But we need to be separate. We need to be different in the day that we live. He said, hey, listen. He said, there's a difference between a child of God. Amen. And we just realize that people's watching, people's seeing, and praise God, God gives us the ability. Praise the Lord. He gives us the ability to lay aside every weight and the sin that would so easily beset us. Those little things that would creep in. Praise God. Hey, they won't creep in if we're vigilant. We have to be vigilant. We have to keep our eyes open so they don't come in and change and move in our lives in a way they don't need to be. Amen. We can't deny that this happens. It happens all the time. Inconsistency, hypocrisy, it just slips in, doesn't it? And it does it so subtly. The devil's a subtle rascal. He sneaks in subtly and he begins to do it. But we must not let it come to pass. We've got to be vigilant in our lives. Amen. We've got to be vigilant. We've got to take a stand, praise God, and realize what we're standing for so that we can begin to help someone along the way. So you say, well, Pastor, what do we do? I'm glad you asked. We help the lost. We help that cloud of witnesses that's watching. We help them to see the truth. We help them to realize that, number one, that they don't look at man for their standard of life, that there's a higher standard than me and you. Amen. We need to help them realize, praise God, say, hey, listen, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. If we could come to that realization, we're just old sinners saved by grace. Amen. The only reason that we do halfway decent, we act halfway decent, praise God, is because of God of glory in their hearts. Because Jesus Christ, praise God, persuaded us, praise God, one glorious day, to get on His side. And when we got on His side, He begins to help us, praise God, from the inside out. Amen, I can clean me up and make me look good on the outside. Amen, I can put on a suit and clean up and put on smelly stuff and all that and I'd look and smell pretty good. But that won't fix my inside. Amen, praise be to God. If we ever get a head knowledge of who He is and what He wants to be in our life and we allow it to be go down into our heart, praise God, God will begin to clean us up, praise God. And when people look at us, we'll be like old Stephen, glory to God. They'll look upon us and all they'll see is the glow of the presence of God. That ought to be our heart's desire, praise God. When men look at us, praise God, these little old boys and girls look at us, they won't see just who you are. They'll see Christ in you, that hope of glory.
Amen.
Amen. There'll be something so rooted in you, praise God, that it'll overflow, glory to God.
Amen.
They said old Stephen was full of faith and the Holy Ghost. He was running over, praise God. We ought to say, praise God, I want to run over. Hey, listen, mamas and daddies, you ought to pray, God, Lord, just help me run over so my children can see Christ in me. Amen. Help us, Lord, to acknowledge what Christ wants to do for us. But if we're going to set a standard, we need to tell them, hey, listen. He said, don't look at men for your standard of living, for a standard of what life ought to be, praise God. He said, well, look to God. He said, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. If you're going to put your eyes, your focus on anybody, say, hey, don't look at me. Look at the one I serve. Amen. Because if you watch me, you'll see me mess up. But praise God, if you look at my Savior, He's a perfect Savior. Amen. He's never failed. He's never come short. Praise God. He's always been right there all the time and a perfect example for me and you. Amen. Christ is our model for life. That's who He is. The Bible says He's our model for life. And we can look at Him, praise God, in every essence He is. I told you one time, praise God, if we look at a perfect saint, a perfect saved person, only Jesus is our example of a perfect saved person. If we were perfect in our salvation, you know how we would act, how we'd do, how we'd live. We'd live just like Jesus lived. Amen. He is our example of a perfect life. He's our standard of righteousness. Amen. He's that standard of right living. We're living in a world we don't, you know what's happened? We don't have no convictions. We don't have, our morals is gone because we've lost our convictions. Amen. We used to have conviction. We'd say, you know what? This is dead wrong and this is what's right. But we got to a point that we're trying to straddle the fence because we want to be politically correct. We don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. There was a lady told me one time, she said, well, you know what? My brother's gay and I want him to be happy. I said, well, I'm going to tell him the truth. Jesus hates that mess. She said, well, it'll make him unhappy. I said, I'd rather him be unhappy here, praise God, and be saved and not have to die and go to hell. Amen. Amen. Tell him about Jesus, how much Jesus loves him, praise God. He gets Jesus in his heart, he'll have happiness. Hallelujah. The joy will come, praise God, when you get the Lord and you get things made right. Amen. You know what's wrong with the world today? Praise God, we're out of order. Amen. We are out. America is out of order. Amen. We've lost our convictions. We don't stand on anything. This used to be a nation, praise God, where we stood on God. And God blessed us. Amen. Used to be that homes were established on the Word of God. They were established on God and good godly principles. And they were strong homes. They were established homes. They were loving homes. They were peaceful. They were homes filled with joy. But we've lost our convictions. The world sees that. Amen. They see our inconsistencies and our hypocrisies. And they say, well, you know, I'm just as good as they are. Amen. God help us. But they see it. See, there was used to be a higher standard that we could count on. That was the standard that was Christ Jesus. We were trusted not in our righteousness, but in His righteousness. But we've come to a time that we've pushed that out the window and said, you know what? We're just going to kind of go with the flow. Now, the Bible says in Acts chapter 17 that there was a time when God would wink at that. You know what? God said, well, you know what? They just don't know no better. Amen? Let me show you. Look over in Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, verse 30. He said, in times of this ignorance, God winked at. But now commandeth all men everywhere, what? To repent. See, we're living in a day and hour when people don't want to repent no more. Because you can't convince anybody that they've ever done anything wrong. Amen? You know why? Because we're so prideful, we're so heady and high-minded, praise God. We go after the lust of the eye and lust of the flesh and the pride of life. And we take all that in, praise God, and it's me, me, me. And we don't realize, praise God, that there's a God of glory, praise God, that's not pleased with what we're doing. Amen? So we don't ever think about repentance. But I'll tell you, I'm talking about us, those that's a born-again believer. If we'd better get back to the point, praise God, where we could repent, where we could go to somebody, praise God, with a broken heart and say, I'm sorry. Then God could move in the house of God one more time, praise God, and old-fashioned revival would break out. If we could come with repentant hearts. God says, that old junk that you're harboring in your heart, he said, hey, he said, it don't wink at it no more. He said, it's time, praise God, to make it right. Amen. Hey, you say, preacher, I just can't. It's so hard. Let me tell you what, there's a God of glory today that says he can. Yes. Amen. He can't. We can't. I agree with you, you can't, but he can. Amen. We just come together in the right attitude. Because verse 3 says, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man. Who's that? Jesus Christ. By that man. Now listen to this. Whom he hath ordained. That's to set aside before time. Ordained. Whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Amen. He said, God, he overcome the biggest obstacle that we would ever face in the Lord Jesus Christ when he got up from the dead. Now, hey, listen, I don't know about you, but I don't know a bigger obstacle than being dead. Now, there's a lot of obstacles the old devil will throw up and the world will throw up in our way, Aaron, but I'll tell you what, there's not no bigger obstacle than death. But he says, praise God. He said, listen. He said, we can't wink at this stuff no more. We need to just repent, put it behind, go on for the glory of God. And said, don't think about you can't make it, that you can't do it, because through Christ, he's already overcome the biggest obstacle that man will ever face. He overcome death. And if he can overcome death, praise God, he can overcome mine and yours, little petty things that we've got in our life. He said, well, preacher, I just don't appreciate you saying that the things in my life are petty things. They're petty things. Amen. If it's smaller than death, it's petty in the eyes of God. Because he's already overcome, praise God, the biggest obstacle that this world could throw at you. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, I've got problems, preacher. Sure you do. We all do. But praise God, there ain't none of them that's equal to death. And it said Jesus has already overcome that obstacle. Praise the Lord. And he done it because he loved us. Amen. It said Jesus, God done ordained it through that Lord Jesus Christ could do these things beforehand. He's done fixed it up. Praise God that he would be the one that would overcome for me and you. Ain't that a blessing to see this morning? Praise the Lord. He's already overcome. They prayed the time of ignorance is past. Praise God. We know what God can do. He's already showed us in Christ. He's given us an example. Praise the Lord. He's able. Hey, listen, young, this morning, God's able to do all things. There's nothing impossible with God. Praise the Lord. Nothing impossible with him if we just trust him. But you know what's wrong with a lot of the church today? There's a lot of inconsistent hypocrisy because there's a lot of people that's not genuinely saved. Amen. There's a lot of people sitting in our fundamental, independent, Bible-believing churches that's not genuinely saved. You've made a profession. You may have fell down. You may have even cried some tears. But it's just like Brother Ralph Sexton Sr. said one time. He said, I believe over 80% of people sitting in our fundamental, independent, Bible-believing church are lost. Why? Because they can't believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And a lot of it's our fault. It's a lot of let me just bring that back. A lot of it's my fault because I haven't equipped you, praise God, to believe and have faith, praise God, that you need to have. Amen. But I want to tell you, praise God, if we put our faith in him, there's nothing, praise God, that we can't overcome together for the glory of God. Amen. If we love one another and there for one another, praise God, and we're lifting up the Lord and we're looking and seeking, praise God, his will in our life, praise God, he will overcome our obstacles. He'll deliver us, praise God, from that burden of sin. He'll deliver us from that burden that we're carrying. Amen. But we must give ourselves unto him. Say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. We must realize that we're just old sinners. Amen. We're just lost people in need of a Savior. We have to have a Redeemer. We're lost and alienated from God. We have to have him to buy us back. We have to accept the blood atonement, Brother Charles, that he made for us. It's an individual. Hey, amen. Brother Charles can't accept it for Miss Margie. Miss Margie can't accept it for Brother Charles. Thank God we've got to accept that offering that Christ made for us on the cross of Calvary ourselves. Amen. So we can have genuine salvation. I believe a lot of people have learned to play church. Amen? Amen. I believe a lot of people have learned to play church. We know how to dress. We know how to act. We know how to behave. We know how to speak and turn. Amen. But we don't know about the marvelous Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, who'll come in our heart and help us become the kind of person that He says we can be. Praise the Lord. But when we become genuinely saved, now a lot of times we have difficulties. A lot of times we see people's lives and we say, well, you know, I don't know if they're saved or not. But a lot of times, Brother Eddie, we have to look at ourselves and you realize, and we just have, we need to take that time and stop for a minute and think about what kind of a situation, what kind of trouble that brother and that sister may be in. We don't know. Listen, before we judge somebody, we need to think about the situation they're in. We don't know the troubles that they've got. We don't know the burdens that they're carrying. You say, well, preacher, does that justify them doing wrong? No! But the Bible says that we need to examine ourselves that we won't get caught into the same trap of the devil. Praise God, and go to him and fall on our face and cry out to God for a brother and sister who's going in the wrong direction. Amen? Because we don't know what's going on in their lives. We can look at them down our old long ecclesiastical religious nose and say, you know what? I don't think they're even saved. They may not. So we need to lift them up, Jesus. Pray, Lord, save them. But it may not be that they're lost. It may just be that they're going through a hard place and they don't know how to cope with that situation. Amen. And if we ain't very careful, we'll let them cope with it the only way they know how, with the world. When it's our responsibility to go alongside them, those that are right with God, praise God, and pray for them and lift them up to the Lord and say, Lord, help my brother. Amen. My sister, that one that's not going in the right direction according to you. Amen. But if we ain't very careful, we'll do just exactly the opposite. We'll beat them up and put them down and get on Facebook and talk about them. Amen. Amen. Say amen on me. But praise God, we ought to lift up the brother and sister in Christ, encourage them, praise God. If they ain't saved, God would save them. If they're having a struggle, if they're going through a trial, if they're heading in the wrong direction, cut them off, praise God, and help them to get back on the path. Amen. We're living in a day and a time. Paul's talking about here, he said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We're living in a time when, if we ain't very careful, we look at men. But you know what? Men may be saved, but there's nobody that's perfect. Amen. If you look at Brother Eddie, if you watch him long enough, you'll see him mess up. Amen. If you look at me long enough, you'll see me mess up. Amen. You say, preacher, do you make mistakes? Sure I do. I sin comes short all the time. Amen. The devil beats on me just like he does you. Amen. Maybe more so. He hates me. Amen. And you know what? I told Brother Billy, I don't like him either. Amen. I tell on him all the time. He don't like it. But praise be to God. Hey, listen. Hey, but we all, none of us are perfect. If you're looking for a perfect church, if I wanted to be a member of a perfect church and I found one, I wouldn't join it because I wouldn't want to mess it up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I wouldn't want to mess up. Praise God. But I'm not perfect. But we're striving for perfection. We're in this together. Praise God, Brother Kevin, for the glory of God. Trying to head in the right way. Praise God, together in unity for the glory of God. So that we can come out so that we can finish well. And praise God, I want my brother Eddie to finish well. I want Brother Bill to finish well. I want Brother Chris to finish well.
Amen.
I want us all to finish well. Praise God. Because he said, Jesus, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. I want to be lined up with him. Not men. Men are not perfect. Men will let you down. Amen. But we got to keep plowing on. See, men are caught up. We still live in carnality. We still need to live in his old carnal bodies. They're apt to sin. Amen? We still have tempers. They're apt to get the best of us. Boy, I tell you, I thank God for hearing an answered prayer. I told you before, I used to have a temper. Man, I'd fight a buzzsaw. But praise be to God, I'm not Brother Bill. I let the Lord fight my battles now. Amen? Praise God, I don't have the temper I used to have. I'm able to contain myself. Praise God. The passions that we have, praise God, God will help us to control those passions that we have. You say, well, preacher, I don't ever get to, They don't ever get nothing bother me. You're lying. Amen. We'll have an altar call. We'll get done. You can repent.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, listen, they your temper will flare up, your carnality will come out, the passions that you have rooted in you as a human being, praise God, they'll come out. The desires of the flesh, praise God, will try to take hold of you. But praise be to God, there's a God of glory said, if you'll let me, I'll help you contain. Amen. Praise God. So with those that are looking around you, when they see the temptation come, you can say, no, thank you, sir. I'm a child of God. I don't do that. Amen. What they're doing out there, what they're doing is wrong. You oughtn't to do that. Amen. God will see that. Those people see that and they'll say, you know what? There's something different about them. There's something different about him. Why? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's what he's doing in us. You say, well, preacher, how can we attain to that? How can we have that kind of relationship with God? Through prayer. It's keeping close to God. Amen. It's staying close with the Lord. It's prayer. Now, let me just say something this about prayer. Prayer is not some great big elaborate something other that we have to do. It's going to stir everybody around. Prayer is me and you talking to God just like I'm talking to you this morning. It's having that open line of communication with a pure heart and clean hands going before God and saying, Lord, you know what? We have a need. Hey, Lord, I love you. Whatever it might be that you want to tell him, going to him, praise God, and praying to him. Amen. He told us to come boldly before the throne of grace. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we got to go. We got to stay close to God. We got to stay prayed up. Amen. If we have problems, issues, praise God. The first thing we ought to do is fall on our face and cry out to God. Say, Lord, I need help. Amen. And He'll help us. He's our ever-present God. Praise the Lord. Not only do we need to pray, we need to study our Bible. We need to apply this word. We need to take a little time every day to have a little devotional time with Him. Maybe in the morning, maybe the evening, maybe at lunch. Just a little time. Just pick up, get you one of them little New Testaments, carry it in your pocket or put in your dinner bucket. When you get a change, I mean, you've got them phones, you playing on it all the time. Get you an app on your phone, praise God, put the Bible on it. Or you can pull it up, have it with you wherever you go, when you pull it up, and just get you a little word. You know what God will do? God will give you a little old nugget, and praise God, you'll move along during the day, and something will come up, and that little old nugget will... You say, you know what? God just talked to me about that. Amen. God just showed me that a few minutes ago. Praise the Lord. He'll do it. But we've got to look about. We've got to worship God. I want to ask you this more. Have you ever worshiped God? Have you ever just come in with attitude of worship? That's what we come here for. Newsflash. In case you didn't know, we come here to worship God. To laud Him, to uplift Him, to magnify His name, to praise Him. For what He's doing, what He's going to do, amen, and what He's already done. Just worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. That's how you worship God, isn't it? In spirit and truth, praise God. Through the truth of the Word and through the Spirit of God that shows us the truth, gives us the help that we need, and then we can go out and work for Him, magnify His name. See, people's watching. How do we get these people that say, well, I don't want to go to church with a bunch of hypocrites? We begin to live a right life before them. We begin to worship God and just magnify Him in all that He does for us so that we can have a testimony. We got to have a testimony. Amen. So we can have something that'll stand at the end. In 1 Corinthians, I'm about done. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, in verse 14, the Bible says this, if any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Now, notice verse 15. He said, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Amen. He said, hey, listen, you know what? He said, God's got a reward. He said, those things that we do that's not right, he said, they'll just be burnt up. But he said, praise God, said, we can be building up some things now, praise God, reward, that'll stand the test of time and stand the fires of judgment. This is important because it's part of a child of God getting in and doing that's right. Amen. Men and women all the time saying, well, you know what? I'm not going to go to church because I don't want to go up there with them hypocrites. I don't want to go up there and they're hypocrites, and I just don't want to be around a bunch of hypocrites. But I tell you what, I'd rather worship for a little while where there's a few hypocrites than to spend eternity in hell with them forever. Amen? Amen? Because I'm not, hey, listen, why? Because I'm not coming here for the hypocrites. I don't think there's any hypocrites here, but I'm not going to church for the hypocrites. I'm going, praise God, to worship the Lord, to feed my hungry soul so that I can be what God would have me to be. Amen? For the glory of God in these last days. Praise the Lord. They may be a few in a church here and there, praise God, or it's a hypocrites that's out to tear up and tear down. There's wolves everywhere. But praise God, there's a lot of little old sheep that need to be fed. There's a lot of little old sheep that's looking for those still waters and those green pastures. And amen, they still a God of glory who's able to pull us up, praise God, and to nurture our hungry souls and to feed us from His abundant supply for the glory of God, even in the days that we live. But we see this in one of these days. See, the reason that we do that is because one of these days we're going to have to stand and give an account. Amen. Me and you are going to, we're going to stand alone one day. Nobody's going to be there and say, hey, well, you know, Eddie's a pretty good boy. I'll vouch for him, Lord. Ain't going to happen. One of these days we're ever going to stand by ourselves in the judgment. We're going to stand alone and we're going to give account. We're going to stand on our own record. Romans chapter 14, verse 12 says, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Every one of us will give an account. I'll give an account. The only one I'm going to have to answer for is me. Amen? Well, I'm going to have to answer for me. I'm going to have to answer for what I did for you. Amen? But that's all going to be all about me. It's going to be about what I did, about how I minded the Lord. It's about how focused I was. It's about the desire that I had to do that that's pleasing to Him. But I'm going to stand for myself, and my record's going to be made manifest. Amen? There's nothing going to be hid on that day. Praise God, it's going to be all open. Praise the Lord, before the Lord. So we need to realize, praise God, hey, listen, it's not about me, it's not about you, but it's about what God would have us to be. And when we begin to look around, and we begin to, in closing, let me just say this. If you're going to find you somebody to follow, if you're going to put your eyes, your focus on somebody, amen, find you somebody that loves the Lord and is trying their best to do it right. Amen. There was an old fellow one time said this. He said, you know what? He said, if I want to look for a little bit of change, he said, I'm going to look for a good dollar. He said, I'm going to let those counterfeits go on by. Amen. If I want something to help me, praise God, I won't get me a man or a woman if I'm going to put my focus on somebody that loves the Lord, trying their best to do right. But I'm going to realize in the journey, praise God, that they may mess up too, praise God, and I just need to keep my eyes and focus on the Lord so that one day, praise God, as I'm watching Brother Bill and he's trying to show me and mentor to me and give me the right way through the end of this journey, and if he has hard times sometimes, I'd come alongside him and help him too. Amen. All for the glory of God with our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because in closing, the Bible says this, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I want to say this morning, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ can finish what He starts. Amen. Amen. And He started a mighty work in us right here. Amen. He started a mighty work in you, praise God. And don't you let the devil for one second tell you that he can't finish that work in you. He started it, and He will finish it. You say, well, how can I be so sure? Because He's the author of our faith. That means He knows exactly what he's wrote down exact. Glory to God, man. That'd about make a Methodist shout. He knows exactly what you need, and He's already inscribed it down. Amen. This is exactly what they need, and I'm going to help them in every way I can to achieve that greatness for their life. So that they can be that perfect, sinless child of God that I would like for them to be. That's God's wish for us. Amen? Amen? So when we get caught up and the world tries to look at us and see where we're at, I hope that when they look at me, they can see Christ in me, the hope of glory. That they won't see this little old beat up, bashed up preacher, but they'll see the Lord Jesus Christ who loves me and gave Himself for me. Amen? Praise the Lord. Why? Because there's a whole world out there that needs what we're getting right here. They need that. They're wanting what you've got. And amen. And I hope to pray that God will deal with our hearts in a way that He'll show us that we need more of Him than we've ever had. More closeness, more relationship, more in tune with the things of God. Desiring Him. I wonder where our desires are. Where's your heart at? Amen. Where your heart's at, that's where God wants to be. Amen. My heart is in the Lord. I love Him and I thank Him for loving me. And I just want to tell everybody I see, praise God, Lord loves you. Lord's help. Lord will help you. There's nobody. Hey, listen, there's a lot of hard-hearted people in this world. I mean cold people. But praise God, they ain't a heart that's ever been made in man that God cannot tenderize with that old hammer of the Holy Ghost love. Amen. He can tenderize that hardest heart and turn that hardest heart into a heart of love, a heart of flesh. Amen. He can do that. And He desires to do that. But if we've got inconsistent in our life and hypocrisy, amen, people will see that. It'll be manifest quick fashion in a hurry. But if we trust in the Lord and we try to walk right, we try to talk right, we try to live right, God will be right there with us every step of the way because He promised He'd never leave us nor forsake us. And He's ever-present help in a time of our troubles. And if we just keep looking to Him, the author and finisher, He'll help us to finish well.